Welcome in, everybody, and thank you for being with me. We're going to deep dive into the Fresco air purifier. I'm going to give you some history and my story on it and how I came about it. When my son was born back in 1996, he had some allergies, his nose running, his eyes watering, and as a parent, I wanted to do what I could to help him, so I went out and happened to find a product that would actually take things out of the air that he was breathing and put it in my home, and amazingly, within days, his runny eyes, watery nose, and all those other things, that cleared right up. So I thought, this is interesting. This is actually working. So I started the process of developing the technology to another level, taking it to an additional level where we could make it available to many other people, because I thought, well, gosh, if this is working that good for me and my family, surely it'll help a lot of other people. So that's how it began way back then. And of course, all these years later, the Fresco Air Purifier is now America's oldest air purification company, going right now on 25 years. And literally hundreds of thousands of you have actually bought these and put them in your homes, offices, and buildings. We have them in federal, state, local, city, county government offices and buildings. We have them in military complexes. We have them in high schools and colleges. And we have former professional athletes, current professional athletes that have them. You name it, and people have them. And not just in the U.S. These now have been shipped to 8 countries around the world. We have them in New Zealand, Japan, and the list just goes on and on, Germany, etc. And interestingly, that this technology, the O3 side of the machine, is 2 machines in one. I'm going to get into both sides of the machine, but the O3, the ozone side, was originally developed back in the 1850s in Germany by a man who used it, now get this, to sanitize and purify operating rooms, to kill the bacteria in the ORs, in the operating rooms. And now, by the way, it's used widely around the world in dentist offices for the same purpose, in operating rooms, etc. Except, of course, here in the U.S., we don't use this technology here because, I don't guess it pays enough. I'm not sure why it's not used here, because it's completely safe in that regard, in that use. Now, you don't really necessarily want to breathe large amounts of the O3 because, and that's why it's not recommended to be used in occupied space. Although, personally, I use mine in my home. It doesn't bother my wife or I, or didn't bother my kids when they were growing up. I think most of them turned out normal, or at least that's a relative term. But as far as kids go, so. But really, the fact is that the Fresco is unique in the sense that it's 2 machines in one. And the fact that you have the ability not only to take care of bacteria, viruses, and these things, and by the way, the company makes no medical claims, nor do I. I'm just telling you my story, and I'll give you some examples of stories that I've heard from others through the years that have used these machines for amazing things. One particular comes to mind, a cat rescue up in Illinois. These folks called and said, "We've got a cat rescue. Will this help?" I said, "Well, I'm sure it will. How many cats do you have?" She said, "Well, it varies. We have, depending, but usually around 50. And I'm like, 50 cats? Mm-hmm. And it's in a mobile home, a 12x70 mobile home. And I'm like, yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see. So she got one, put it in, and called back in about 2 weeks and said, "People come in, they don't even know we have cats. They ask me, where are the cats?" Another example, a lady that raises rabbits out in Arkansas, over 1,000 rabbits she keeps at one time. She found that when she used the Fresco air purifier with her rabbit business, that now she eliminated the need to give her rabbits antibiotics because the bacteria wasn't there in the cages. The rabbits were healthier, and she saved a lot of money with the antibiotics. So pretty amazing story. Poultry producers, a great story from a friend of mine down in Jackson, Mississippi, is a florist. He put the fresco in his cooler where his fresh cut flowers are, and they stayed fresher for 2 to 3 weeks longer. Now imagine your fresh flowers, your fresh cut flowers lasting 2 to 3 weeks longer because you've eliminated the bacteria that causes them to wilt early or prematurely. See, we don't really think about all these benefits because we don't have exposure to it. We don't have understanding. But anytime we can become educated about something, our perspective changes. You see, it's all about perspective and understanding. When you have education, it changes your perspective, it changes your awareness, and the things around you, you look at differently. And the collective of all that information is really what brings us to where we are in our lives today. So this information about these things that have been produced long ago that you've probably never even heard of until you get on our show or listen to this podcast. And it really does make you question, well, why hadn't I heard of this before? It's been around since 1850. It's widely used all over the world, but not so much here in the U.S. Why is that? Well, you can ask those questions to others, but I can tell you that we're here to help you learn and grow your understanding about this. So the other side of the machine, two machines in one, remember, one side's the O3, and it really is just replicating sunlight, what the sun does naturally. We've all heard of the ozone layer and the big ozone layer scare, and all of a sudden that went away. It's always something that seems to scare us and frighten us and to motivate us to do some things that somebody wants us to do, evidently, but all of a sudden we don't hear about the ozone layer issue anymore. But ozone is a critical component, and it's produced by the sun, and it's an extra molecule of oxygen. It's just O3, where regular oxygen is O2. So, again, making no medical claims, but I can tell you that we've had folks that have asthma. I remember one guy, it's a contractor. He actually said that he comes in every day and gets in front of the fresco and just gets a little bit of O3, and he's been able to eliminate his breathing device there, his little thing that he would always have to breathe out of. So again, no medical claims. I'm just telling you what he's shared with me. So O3, naturally occurring in the atmosphere, kills bacteria. Imagine rotting leaves. Imagine walking through the forest after all the leaves have fallen, what it would be like, what the odor would be like. You've been around compost pile or rotting things. It creates a real noxious odor, but when you add sunlight to it, it neutralizes the bacteria, which causes the odor. You see, that's what the bacteria generation does, is create odor. And that could come from anything that's composting. It could come from food. You ever put some food somewhere in the back of your refrigerator and you forget about it, you go open it up, you pull it out, and it's like, whoa, wow. I mean, and those kinds of odors that occur in the kitchen, the fresco will consistently take care of, be it cooking or things that you find, discoveries, we'll call that, that you have left. Or maybe you find that one of the kids stuck one of the casseroles that were unfinished that were supposed to go in the refrigerator, ended up in the cabinet, and a month later you find it's in there, and yeah, you've been smelling something, you wonder, what is that? So the fresco takes care of that. It also takes care of pet odors. Now, pets, we all love our pets. We've got all kinds of pets. $50 billion spent every year on pets in this country. And you realize that they produce dander and they produce odors. Well, this machine, and a story came in to us from Missouri where we had a church there who had spent over $10,000 trying to remove the odor in their church. They just couldn't get rid of it. They didn't have any success whatsoever. Got a fresco, heard us on the radio talking about it, got a fresco, put it in, and guess what? 48 hours later, I mean, it got so bad in this church, the congregation couldn't even come in. They had to meet in the area of the church that was for their Sunday school. They couldn't come into the main body, the congregation, sanctuary of the church. So they put the fresco in there and boom, took care of it. A private school up in Pennsylvania that put these in, same issue in their library, a big 10,000 square foot area. and they got a couple frescoes, put it in there, and bam, mold issues gone. You see, mold, like anything, has to have a food source. So mold grows on moisture. That's what feeds mold. And there are different kinds of molds, all kinds of molds. And I kind of relate this because most people can, and you might have seen mold somewhere before, but you've seen something similar to it in nature out occurring on the north side of a tree. So that on the north side is where the sun doesn't shine, right? So the mold growing there in the form of moss, that's a form of mold. It's a bacterial growth, and it happens on the north side of the tree where you don't have sunlight or O3. But notice that the mold never grows on the east, west, or south side of the tree. So if you ever get lost, the old thing is look for mold, i.e. moss, on the north side of the tree, and then you can know which way you're supposed to be going and stay in a consistent direction. So that's a good little tip that you could utilize. Hopefully you won't get lost, but listen, you're never lost. You just maybe not really know where you are at the time, but you'll find your way in life. That's the way it is. So we all find our way. But when you take the machine and you realize there's so many thousands, and we're still discovering new uses for it. I mean, meat packing houses use it to keep their meats fresher longer, as I mentioned, and so many other uses for this machine. And people with allergies, this time of year in particular, we've got all this stuff in the air. So this is the other side of the machine. And this is the ion generating side of the machine. See, ions are generated in nature as well. You ever wonder why we have such a nice atmosphere on this planet, fresh, clean air to breathe? Because you've got the sunlight that cleans the air with O3, and then you've got lightning, waterfalls, and oceans that create this things called negative ions. And we get 250,000 lightning strikes hit the earth every day. Every 24 hours, 250,000 lightning strikes hit the earth. And I'll deep into that one of these days with you on an energy deal where I talk about how lightning actually aids the earth's ether or creates the energy within this atmosphere called the earth, and how lightning is a critical component of that. But for this conversation, the negative ions generated from a lightning strike create freshness. So what we've done with the fresco is to go in there and replicate nature with the O3 on one side and the negative ion generation on the other. Now, the fresco is unique in the sense that a couple years ago, we came out with what we call the Elite model. Now, the Fresco Elite, it actually has two ion generators or four. That's why it's called the quad ion feature. Very unique. No other air purifier in the world has the quad ion feature. So the quad ion gives you four times as much generation on the ion side, and that is four times more effective in removing airborne particulates like dust, pollen, mold spores, anything that floats in the air, pet dander. You see, you are what you eat, drink, and breathe. And you breathe more than you do anything else, or at least I hope you do. Do you know snoring? People that snore, that's a result of things they breathe. In most cases, not every case, but in most cases, it's what they breathe. Had a great story from a lady in Texas called one time and said her husband doesn't snore anymore. Amazing. I think I couldn't imagine what it would be like to have a spouse that snored. And I'm a very, very light sleeper. So that wouldn't work out. That would be grounds for But anyway, getting rid of the snoring by cleaning up the air is the point. And the negative ions taking those things that are floating around in the air out is what gives the fresco that unique ability and really does change people's lives. You know, sleep is an important component of health and wellness, and it's how our bodies heal. So if we don't get enough sleep, then we're not healing. And when you're young, you need a lot of sleep because you're growing. Your muscles need that rest so they can grow. Your bones, your skeletal structure, your vascular structure, your organs, everything's growing. And so when you look at kids growing up, they sleep a lot because they're growing. That's the difference. And many of you out there really have to realize, and you go to the white coats, the doctors, and you try to get help from them for these things called allergies. What is an allergy? Well, it's just, try to get a specific. Well, we've been tested. I've had the call many times. Took my daughter to a dozen different doctors. They've yet to identify what kind of allergy she has. Got one of your machines, boom, she's squared away. Another gentleman, I mean, incredible story, and I'll get some of these folks on with me to do these in the future so you can hear their actual testimonies, but incredible how this changes people's lives. And if you don't believe it, just get one of these frescoes, put it to work, put it to the test. In fact, there's a great brochure over at the website, frescohealth.com, and you can go there and read through this little manual that takes you step by step through what to do with the Fresco air purifier once you receive it. And you place it in each room, you go through the steps, you sanitize and purify, you do your mattresses, kill those dust mites. And talk about dander. You see, your pets have dander, but you have dander too. Dead skin that falls off, and it usually accumulates in your bedding, in your mattress, in your sheets and pillowcases. And so you can take the Fresco and place it on that bedding, and it will literally kill the dust mites. And those dust mites, what they are there for, they're there to eat your skin. Ugh. Yeah, your dead skin. And so it eats, and then what does any insect do? At some point, it defecates. And is the defecation, and if you don't believe this is the case, you go in and put a light on the floor behind your mattress, shine it up, take a lamp, and you get on the other side and take your broom, take the broom handle, and hit your mattress and your bedding a few times and watch the dust fly. Now, as you roll over during the night, and many of us toss and turn, and certainly you've seen these time-lapse videos where people roll and turn and toss all night long, and many people move 3 or 4 or 5 times at minimum in their sleep. And so, as a result, each time you do, that dander that the dust mites consume, that fecal matter that they end up excreting, is things that you breathe. So if you're breathing that, is it any wonder you wake up in the morning and the first thing you have to do is blow your nose because your nose is congested? No, you don't have some kind of issue. You just have to deal with the things that you're breathing. It's that simple. You don't need to go try and find somebody to heal you. You can take care of this yourself. And I also recommend, obviously, to boost your immune system using vitamin D, vitamin C, and all the other nutrients that you need. And eat good quality food, and don't put things in your body that you shouldn't. Drink lots of water and so on. But breathing, you got to do that. I mean, you can't hold your breath. I mean, you can't even live more than 5 or 6 minutes without breathing. That's why people drowned. And you can go without water for several days. You could go without water, in fact, for 5-6 days. You can go without food 5 or 6 weeks or maybe more, but you got to breathe. You've got to breathe, or you're not going to. So you breathe more than you do anything else. So I heard a professor one time make that statement, and I thought, that's pretty smart. That's a pretty smart conclusion there. Well, you breathe more than you do anything else. Yeah, well, you do, that's for sure. So breathing is a big deal, and what you breathe results in how you feel in many cases. So people say, well, I've got allergies, or my daughter has allergies, or my wife has allergies. Couldn't tell you how many thousands of those calls that we've taken over the years, our operators and myself, that have been involved with this technology. And they say they've got allergies. Will this help? We don't make medical claims, but invariably they'll call back and say, it's amazing. They're off their medications. They're off their medicines. We're not getting shots anymore. I mean, imagine this, okay? And is this not systemic of the issues that we have in this country, where instead of dealing with the reason we have a problem, we just treat the symptom. And so that's what the medical community, for the most part, is set up to do, is treat the symptom, not the problem. And so if we address the direct problem, we can get to the issue and resolve it. But if we always just treat the symptom, it's like a moving target. It's really, really, really hard to ever come up with anything. And this idea that, and I've had this call. My wife, my husband's been taking allergy shots for 10 or 12 years. I mean, so my question is this. You go to the doctor, and there are good doctors out there, don't get me wrong. But if their training doesn't allow them or their perspective doesn't allow them to look at things differently, you see, this is the reason I never got papered as an engineer or a research scientist, because for me to get papered, I would have to agree with the guy that gave me the paper. And doctors do that. They get papered, right? They're a, quote, doctor. And they're papered by their university. They got their doctorate. They got their sheepskin, as it was called. And so, therefore, they have a certain training that they receive. And it's not really their fault that they don't have this complete understanding. Some do, don't get me wrong. But let's get back to the reality here that, well, why do you have allergic? See, the term allergies is actually, if you look it up, it simply means a symptom. It's a symptom of something. Well, what does that mean? You see, there's no definite understanding there. It's just a symptom of something. It's not the problem. So if you have runny nose, itchy throat, watery eyes, you don't have some kind of virus necessarily. Maybe you've just breathing things that you need to clean up, you know?
Wow. Folks, that's Rodney Leatherman dropping some energy-saving information on you this week on our new Drop Your Energy Bill podcast. Tune in next week for some more energy-saving and health-benefiting information. Thank you, and have a blessed evening.